basically questioned him for the same statement in respect of a newspaper article which attributed a statement that he had said that he receives intelligence reports before the head of state, you know, does. Then they also questioned him about a statement which I think is attributed to him, where he's saying that the head of state has sent people to South Africa to go and find out if Hichilema has funding for the just-ended presidential elections. Basically about two or three charges which are not properly, you know, founded.
President Lungu has said that Mr. Hichilema has claimed that he is controlling the state security in Zambia. So, Mr. Hichilema, did he say that or he did not say it?
Well, at the moment, I cannot say, because when he appeared before the police investigators and in, you know, a one and caution statement, he opted to remain silent, and that the whole investigation is based on a newspaper article that attributed to him, in particular one newspaper article that attributes some of his statements to him. Now, the fact that he opted to remain silent means that I'm not in a position to say whether or not he actually said or made those statements. But what has to be, I think, understood is that the statements as attributed to him in the newspaper are different in context to what he actually stated at the briefing.
Is there anything to what is going on in Zambia, particularly after the last election, that we don't know about?
Well, I don't think there's really much that is going on, except that the current head of state, in my own opinion, I think that he is a very insecure president, knowing that he won the election by just about or around 1% of the vote, which is highly questionable.
You have said that you think, in your own opinion, the current president is kind of insecure. But the president has said also that this is not the time for politicking. Elections are over. And so is Mr. Hichilema ready to help the president, as he said, to rebuild the country or come together as a country to develop the country?
Well, stating something is one thing and doing it is another. It is actually the head of state who at every opportunity he has had to make commentaries on issues of national importance. He has not shown that, you know, magnanimity to be able to project posture that is uniting and one that won't bring, you know, the country together. Each time he has an opportunity to talk, the only things he has been talking about are those of trying to denounce the opposition, always indicating that he is not comfortable either with the opposition or with some dissident elements within his political party, where he thinks that quite a good number of people are quite dissatisfied with the way he has formed up a cabinet and his governance style. So he appears to be somebody who is yet to settle down. He's not, you know, yet settled. On our part, our president has really not been that active in the public domain. He's by and large being provoked by the head of state, who appears to have a phobia, you know, about him. It is very clear that the current head of state did not expect that our leader would have such a big and, you know, great showing in the elections, which is indicative that to come 2016, perhaps the tables will turn around. And so that is what appears to be perturbing the current head of state. But there's nothing really much serious from our part that we think that our leader has done or said to warrant these daily altercations by the current head of state. I think that he's suffering from insecurity arising from the narrow, narrow questionable margin he won the elections with, and also the fact that within his own ruling political party, he's fully aware that there's a good number of people who are very dissatisfied with the way he has gone about things this far.